If this day you only knew what makes for peace. Think about that line for a minute. Think about your lives. I know when I hear that line, there are lots of days I don't know what makes for peace. Worse yet, there are other days where I do know what makes for peace, but I don't like it, so I don't do it. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and we know what that means. It means he's on his way to die, as all the prophets before. And he's sad for Jerusalem. He's sad because they will not abandon their sinfulness and embrace his way of life. He's sad because he understands full well what God can do for them, what he can do for them, and they aren't open to it. They're going to be content to go about their life the way they've always done, or worse yet, they're going to use sinful means to make their lives materially better, but they're going to miss the most important thing, the peace of God, which is extended to each one of us by a God who loves us so much. Do you know the gift of peace? Do you know, rather, what makes for peace? Seek and strive to find it and to do it.